breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. We're at the Tropicana Resort in Atlantic City today. It is the day of the Hall of Fame induction, our own Phil Boyce going in. And sitting across the table from me right now is Alex Marino, who is the Director of Operations for Stockton University in the Atlantic City area. And Alex, welcome to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin, thanks for having me.
What is Stockton University? I'm not familiar with their work.
Well, it's a mid-sized public institution here right outside of Atlantic City, about 25, 30 minutes away. We're celebrating our 50th year next year, and we just opened an Atlantic City campus where we're going to expand hopefully to about 5,000 students in the next 10 to 15 years.
Higher education is one of those things that is so interesting to me because on so many levels it's becoming the new business model. What I say by that is people are starting universities where they can do ongoing learning or access to archives or a variety of different things. How is the educational process formally changing in 2019? What are the new breakthroughs in
I think the biggest thing, what we're seeing is the employers rather have people graduating from bricks and mortar institutions than technological institutions because they get the hands-on, they get to the socialization, and they get that learning experience more in the classroom and that experiential learning out in the field, whether
right.
it's through internships or externships. I think being at home, and this is my personal philosophy, is being at home, you may not really obtain that information or basically make those connections and networking. In your business itself, you know, just being here at the New Jersey Hall of Fame, sitting here waiting, I mean, you're interviewing some incredible people here. But the networking that's happening here, the contacts that is happening here,
right.
you get that in a college setting.
In a way that you can't if you're doing a study at home.
Correct.
Initiative. Although, from the business side, for the university, and this is where I've seen universities across, like everybody knows University of Phoenix, even though very
Correct.
Few people live in Arizona. So they've figured out how to monetize it and certainly to make it a business model that's beneficial for the university to have basically no longer to have to employ professors.
Sure,
you can just
sure.
put them on tape and then
sure.
Have people pass the class. So it's kind of a convergence of the reality of where we live coupled with you know, the idea that tech is going to make everything better. And I do a tech segment every week.
Sure.
But there's still value in the kind of the belly-to-belly kind of question-answering experience of going through the process.
Well, I think look at your business. You make connections through the microphone. You make connections to your listeners through your voice, but also through your presence, through your website, multimedia. In education, you might miss those connections if you don't have it in the classroom setting. So I think you're right. Higher education is really transforming. And I think what's happening is some of these private organizations are starting these higher ed colleges, and I put colleges in quotes.
Right.
Some are successful. University of Phoenix is very successful. But some of them have not. And the feds have been bringing down on that. And people have actually are saying, what is the value for my investment? So I don't think the bricks and mortars are ever going to go away, but they are going to supplement through technology into doing that.
Now, you were identifying before we sat down that New Jersey has had an interesting dilemma, at least in recent years, that students are exiting the state
correct.
Instead
in droves,
of coming.
In droves.
Why? What's driving that?
Well, I think it's cost, number one, but it also, New Jersey is one of the densest states in the country. So we are graduating a high proportion of high school graduates. Quality high school graduates, and we just don't have enough seats in the public and private higher educations in the state of New Jersey. Stockton itself is, we are increasing our capacity. We're about 8,700 students right now on our Galloway campus. The President Kesselman's hoping to go up to about 10,000 in about two and a half years, but still, that's not going to be enough. So the state is basically seeing that we are having a brain drain in New Jersey, and they want to keep that talent here, because if you think about the investment that people make from K to 12 education,
okay,
and then that investment is, I mean, listen, I'm a conservative myself. I want to keep those folks that we educate here. and not sending them to Michigan, not sending them to Florida, or not sending them to North Carolina. Because the more people we have here, the more productive citizens that we have here, the more tax dollars are we going to keep here.
Well, the problem is you've got a very heavily regulatory, anti-free market taxation environment. So I feel what Stockton's trying to accomplish, but I also feel on some level there's other issues at work that work so much against the common economic factor for the student and the student's family. Let's be honest. Yeah. A lot of those students are not leaving just because it's them. Their whole family's up and relocating to places where they don't experience the state level oppression of taxation like they do in New Jersey.
And New Jersey is a high tax state.
It's one of the worst.
It is one of the worst. And I'm hoping that our state leaders, I mean, it is a Democratic state. I'm hoping that our Democratic leaders will see, not so much see the light, but see that we are, the retirees, those educated, are leaving this state in droves.
Yeah.
And then they're not coming back, and they're taking their hard-earned money out of the state. We want to keep that. And I think what Stockton is trying to do, what other state colleges are trying to do, is keep those people here. We've made an investment already. Just keep that investment going.
I read somewhere, and I'm trying to remember which publication it was in, but in 2018, I believe there were 37 multiple millionaires that left the state of New Jersey.
It's happening.
And took with them not only their own tax base, which would be significant, but the small companies and the things that they did to get to that level as well.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I had a fella tell me a couple of years ago, he's working on a pharmaceutical product and they're trying to bring it to market, and he stands to make a lot of money as an investor in the project, bringing it to market, something like 3% of a product that'll be, I don't know, $600 billion, $700 billion in cap value when it goes to market by one of the major pharmaceuticals. He says, the day that we make the sale, I become a citizen of the state of Florida. I said, why? He goes, I am not going to pay the extra millionaire's tax just because Governor Murphy thinks I need to. Like, it's just really tough. Anyway, Alex, congratulations
Thank
on the
you,
expanded
Kevin.
Campus, and thanks for checking in with us. Interesting to see what's going on in the world of education. We appreciate your good efforts.
You will. Thank you, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.